my response to the little box, the checkbox on the application for the commission pastor process in the Presbyterian Church of Northwest Coast Presbytery that says, have you been convicted of a crime and what is the disposition of said crime?
This is like an application for employment.
Basically,
yes. It's basically
yes.
One of those things.
Yes.
It's a normal question.
It's a normal question, but the checkbox and listing of offenses and their dispositions didn't paint a good enough a whole picture for me, so I decided to say see attached and write a letter.
Okay. And this is that letter.
This is that letter. So, dear Madam Moderator and members of the Commission on Ministry, I wish to apply for candidacy of the Commission Pastor position. I'm writing to address the question of criminal backgrounds and history. My name is Danielle Riley, and I'm in recovery from illicit drugs. I was an addict, broken and lost, unreconciled to God, and trying everything to fill that Jesus-shaped void within. I, through relationship with Jesus, have been healed and on a path of healing for the last 5 years. Not just from addiction, but from all of the things that cause pain when not in right relationship with Him. My criminal record is extensive, specifically during the period of my life that I felt most broken. The charges I have been found guilty of are all related to survival in that place of brokenness. And I have spent time incarcerated for these charges, and I also face a mountain of legal debt in its wake. I have been clean and sober for over 5 years now. Jesus has and is continuing to heal me in ways I never thought possible. I will be on this journey of healing for the rest of my life, doing things such as spiritual direction, inner healing prayer, and keeping a healthy community of people around me that keep me accountable, challenge me, and share my love for Jesus. He's also called me to ministry, specifically in the context I come from, and continues to challenge me to grow and lead. I feel strongly through prayerful consideration that this candidacy is the next step in that journey. So based on that, they were really moved and approved for me to begin this process.
I don't know why they have that question in there.
It's a new addition
to
the formal application is a new thing. So it was kind of a standardized application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for transparency, and if they want to know any specific details of my charges, that's fine.
You talk in the letter about places of the things that you did for survival.
Mm-hmm.
Give some examples of that.
Most of my crimes are related to crimes of financial gain, like forgery and identity theft and theft, petty theft, and writing checks, bad checks. So those are the kinds of things we did to pay for groceries, to pay for drugs, to pay for hotel rooms.
Long time ago.
Okay.
So tell me where we are right now. Who's making all this racket?
This is Fox making all this racket. We have 3 kids, 5 years of sobriety, and today is our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Yes, yeah. This is all my cat.
What did we have for breakfast?
This is breakfast.
Yeah.
I thought this is the breakfast. It doesn't make the window wet.
It doesn't make the window wet? That's good.
It does not make the window wet.
That's nice.
I want to hear music.
That's one of our favorite.
I just had these.
All right, talk to you guys later.